Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, draft fans, sports fans. This is David West, DW, your humble host for Inside the War Room, Episode 2, Season 2. We had a great show last night with Larry Butler III. If you want to check that out, it is on NFLDraftWarRoom.com/interviews. Larry interview number 2. He had one last year. And if you want to check that interview out in its entirety, check it out, NFLDraftWarRoom.com/interview. Tonight we have another special guest on for you. For the second episode of the season, Christopher McClendon from OPSU, Oklahoma Panhandle State. I'm looking forward to bringing him on. He's a young man that's humble, hungry. He's quite a balanced back. He uses his blockers extremely well, and he's a guy that a lot of the media is starting to gain head of steam with. He's a great guy that understands how to use his blockers properly. And he doesn't have blazing speed, but he's a guy that's going to get up for field for you. He's going to get the hard yardage. And Chris is a guy that was a team captain in 2014. He's 5'11", 230. I'm rounding him up a little bit from the website. I know he's been working hard on the offseason and really trying to bulk up. And he's also the 26th-ranked prospect in the running back section on NFLDraftWarRoom.com if you want to check out the rankings there. He is ranked 26 there. I think Mickey might move him up before the year's over, but we will not keep him waiting any longer. I have Chris here on the line with me right now. Chris, how are you this evening?
I'm good, sir. I'm good.
We've got Chris McClendon here on the line. He's a guy I'm mentoring through this process. Last night we had Larry Butler, who's one of my mentees. Now we have Chris McClendon, and we have a lot of his teammates who I know will be on the show before the year's up. You're the first running back of the year. How do you feel about that?
It's an honor. I feel honored to be on the show. I appreciate you having me.
Well, a guy like yourself, I would love to have on. I was just telling the listeners before, you were probably down the number when this was happening. I was just telling how hungry you are, how hard you've been working in the offseason. And it's a big role that, you know, in the offseason you get those gains. And I'm really excited for you. I know you've been working hard. You've been in touch with me in the off season, but let's jump right into it. We've got about 25 minutes to kill in the show. It goes really fast, believe it or not. I'm sure you've been on some of these shows before. I knew you were on the Pittsburgh Steelers show. The name escapes me at this current second. I listened to that show. It was very well done. Well, let's jump straight into it. You're from Arkansas. You know, I've never been to Arkansas. You're Rixey, Arkansas, and you were 1,000-yard rusher 3 times in your high school career. You got an offer from Memphis. Tell me about your experience through high school and ended up picking OPSU. Someone told me that you have a good relationship with Dominique Wyatt. We'll talk about that in just a bit. But let's talk about your high school career for a bit, and what set yourself up selecting the school you're at right now?
Well, in high school, you know, I started playing as a youngster. I played. I started my sophomore year. That was the year that I really hit the ground running. I worked really hard that freshman year going into the off season, and I earned the starting spot. And I didn't really you know, notice how really good I had the chance to be until my junior year, and my coach pulled me to the side. I was like, hey, I got some letters for you. And then I started getting letters, you know, of interest, guys talking about, you know, you have a chance to play Division One ball at our school and all this stuff. And University of Memphis really stood out to me because they used to write me handwritten letters, and other people used to type them, and they used to, like handwrite my letters, and they made me feel like, you know, I could have a big future there. So, I mean, it was pretty heartbreaking that I didn't get a chance to go, but, I mean, I believe that everything happens for a reason. I had a pretty big senior year in high school. It was pretty fun. I enjoyed high school, worked really hard. But I didn't get my ACT score in time. I got it in May, and I needed to get it around the February time, you know. So they told me they gave me the scholarship to the next guy, but I could still walk on. But I couldn't afford it financially, so I was going to stay close home and play JUCO baseball until my best friend, Dominique, like you said, he told me about OPSU, and I decided to come out here and play ball.
Now, just for the listeners' sake, OPSU this year is loaded with talent. Last year, Dominique Guest and Jamel White were two big guys I was very high on. Both played in off-season activities. Dominique was in the Dream Bowl. Those two guys we'll bring up in just a little while. This season's loaded. You're behind Dominique White, who's one of the best well-rounded small school offensive guards in the country, who you're running behind. You've got a whole bunch of playmakers on the defensive side of the ball. Tell me about your relationship with your teammates and how you're going to go toward the common goal, because each year, I mean, for the listeners, put it this in perspective, they've had a top 10 offense for the last 3 or 4 years, and I think this is the year that they're going to actually be competing for a national title. How are you and your teammates going to come together to make that goal possible?
I mean, me and my teammates, we're all real close, you know. We all share the same goal, is to win games, you know, compete for a national championship, and make it to the NFL. I mean, it's all our dream. That's all we dream of. We all similar dreams, and we work for it. Every time we step in the weight room, step on the field, we just keep a humble mindset and feel like we're always, you know, the odds are always against us. So we got to work hard every day we step in to work, you know.
For the listener's sake, the group at OPSU this offseason, like I said, I've had the pleasure to mentor in this offseason, and this season it's going to be great. You don't know how insane the work ethic is. They've been putting in every day this summer. You know, summer vacation should be fun, but every day these guys are at least going out to lift weights, jog around the field, do something to improve their game. And if any scout or NFL representative is listening tonight or happens to listen to this interview in the future, just know that Oklahoma Panhandle State is doing things right. Tell me about, you know, starting off in the pistol offense over in OPSU, a lot of responsibility was given to you early on to be the workhorse back. How have you taken that load to be the responsibility to be a team leader and also an offensive weapon that your coaches trust you to take, you know, 17 carries. You average about 17 carries a game. And, you know, this year I'm sure you're going to have about 21, 22. How have you prepared yourself mentally for that big workload?
Mentally, it's just, you know, just working hard and everything. I mean, they told me last year that I would have a pretty big, you know, workload, which was, you know, about 17 in that area. So, I mean, but I've been pretty used to it. I had the big workload in high school, you know. So it's not really new to me. I've been used to it, you know. I don't mind it. It doesn't really bother me. I try to embrace it more and let it motivate me more than anything, you know, make me nervous or make me, you know, worried about anything about it. You know, I try to embrace it, you know, take advantage of it and accept it, you know, lead by example more than anything.
It's important to lead by example. There's so many proven leaders on your team. Not only have you been a guy that can run the ball 16, 17 times a game, but, you know, you've also proven you've got a good set of hands. Even against Bayco in college last year, you had 9 receptions, and that also shows your versatility in the pistol set. What kind of offense do you think you're well-suited for in the NFL type? like, NFL type?
I feel with my balanced ability, you know, to run the ball and catch the ball out of the backfield, I feel like I can come in and adjust to any offense. I mean, I played in a multiple offense. We called it in high school. We were under center, shotgun, a little bit of everything, you know, and we ran a little bit of eye. And then coming to the pistol, we tried to keep it, you know, pretty balanced also. So, I mean, I feel like I fit in any offense. There's no, you know, I feel like coming in and adjusting, getting that playbook. I'm always studying film and all that and always in my playbook, you know, trying to perfect, make sure I'm perfect, you know, and know everything before I go out there on the field and do it physically. So I feel like I can come in and adjust to any offense and fit in pretty good to it.
You know, I think it's so important that you learn the playbook, not only yourself, you know, get ahead in the aspect of the film room. So when you sit down for film, you're just like, hey, you know, I exactly know where I'm supposed to be. This linebacker is coming off the B gap, you know, I should counter and go off of Dominique's block. You know, that's so important, I think, as a player, that you win in the film room. And, you know, something that came across to me, which I announced before you had just got on air, that you were a team captain in 2014. Tell me about the honor of being a team captain. I'm sure you're being probably nominated this year as well. What was your mindset different, I guess, when you was named a team captain? Was there any different mentality, or did you want to lead by example? Tell me about your experience being team captain in 2014.
No, it was quite shocking, you know. I didn't really see it coming, but it was a great honor. Nothing really changed for me physically, you know. I always prided myself on leading by example, but I had to become more vocal, you know. I actually became, like I used to call it, like the second quarterback on the field. There were times where a quarterback would make a mistake, and I would correct him, you know. But it's just being vocal, you know, just leading by example. You got to be on your P's and Q's at all times because, you know, the young guys are always looking up to you and everything, and they're going to follow in your footsteps. So if they see you, you know, half in a sprint, you know, they don't finish through the line or anything, they're going to do the same thing. So I made sure, you know, I'm finishing through all my sprints, and when I mess up, I mean, we mess up on the ladders or something, we do push-ups. I make sure I do my push-ups. Every little thing, you know, you got to lead by example.
You know, I think it's really important to have a good relationship with teammates, and you've definitely had a lot of good teammates come out in the last few years, as well as, you know, this year you have a lot of camaraderie with the guys online. Tell me about your special relationship with Dominique. Obviously, you wouldn't be in the situation if he didn't push you to come over to OPSU. Tell me about your relationship with the big guy setting the blocks for you every Saturday.
I mean, we're on the same page at all times. I mean, it's pretty crazy sometimes. You know, our favorite play, me and him, we love the power play. And every time he pulls it, I'm right off his butt. And as soon as he kicks, I know if he's going to kick him out or kick him in, you know. And I cut off his block, I'm always making him right. That's what our coach always said, make your guard right, make him look good. And every time Dominique pulls, you know, he paves the way and I follow right behind him. We're always in sync. We hang out all the time. I mean, we're always, you know, watching film and working hard. We do extra sprints, all that stuff, you know.
We'll have Dominique on the show sometime in this season. It's a long season. We're getting this done early. And, you know, it's great that we have a whole bunch of talented men out there. We'll probably have Dominique within probably August, September. I'm definitely going to try to get all the guys I mentor. And I'm sure he'll probably say the same for you of how hard your worker you are. And the special relationship you have. Tell me about the relationship you've had with guys that have graduated from OPSU and guys that have given you advice for this big, crucial journey going forward to the professional ranks. Somebody maybe like Jamal White, who's on the offense with you, or maybe Dominique Guest, who has practiced against you weekly. Tell me about someone special that has, I guess, a player-wise, that has given you guidance for the next level.
I used to talk to Jamal and Dominique Guest actually was my roommate, you know, while I've been here. Jamal always told me, you know, stay focused, and he used to, you know, Jamal believed in me a lot, and I appreciate Jamal. He used to always keep me motivated. And Dom helped me out a lot. He told me about the process about after he got done with football and the workout process and all that. And Caleb Holbrook is another guy. He played quarterback last year. And he was telling me about, like, the All-Star games and how important those are also. you know, to get in the bowl games, all-star game type deals. And, you know, pretty much they just give me advice is make sure you're working hard and working it and never give up on your dreams. That's what they used to tell me all the time.
You know, both of them are hard workers and, you know, talented men. I was definitely hoping one of them or both of them would definitely get a shot. Sometimes it just doesn't work like that. And, you know, they're still working hard. I still talk to them both. They're a text message away from me, so, you know, it's not like I'm disconnected. And they both know that how busy I am. So, you know, and I think you all guys understand that I'm a busy guy. Let's move into something that the fans like to hear. It's called the Shadow Comparison segment. I've spent a lot of time with your film in the last few months and ever since we started this mentor-mentee process. Just to get a better understanding of what your game like, especially when I'm talking to people about your game, it's not so much clueless. But for the fans out there that know, who do you compare your game to in the NFL today, and who do you mold your game around? It could be a guy that's retired. It could be a guy that's playing now. It could be a guy in the CFL. And then I will tell you who I compare your game to after watching lots of film on you. I've watched, probably watched your film maybe 10 or 12 times now. So could you tell our fans who you mold your game around?
I would say I mold my game around guys like Marshawn Lynch, guys who keep their legs running on contact. And, you know, also guys like Le'Veon Bell. He's real patient runner, and he lets the hole develop, you know. He's not too patient. He's not too fast, and he hits the hole running. And he also catches the ball very good out the backfield. I would try to I try to mold my game around more balanced running backs, you know, those guys that catch the ball at the backfield, real patient zone runners and all this stuff, and real physical guys, you know. They're not scared to, you know, run through contact.
Well, that's one thing that on your film that went right to me was your physicality, that you're not a burner. You're not going to beat guys deep with your speed, but you're a guy that's going to use your vision, hit the hole and keep going strong. It takes about two or three guys to put you down. Any arm tackle is pretty much invalid. And after watching a lot of film and visiting and trying to find a guy that suits your skill set perfectly is a guy that was a third-round pick from Iowa and a few years back named Sean Green. Are you familiar with Sean Green's game?
Yes, sir. Yes, I remember Sean Green.
Sean Green is a guy that's very physical. He doesn't burn people. He's a very patient guy, and he hits the hole hard. He doesn't break away with the speed. I think he has about a 4.54. I think that's something that you're going to get down before your pro day. I think there's going to be a pretty big pro day for your college this year, or there should be, and there's a lot of good guys. And I think you're going to be somewhere in the 4.5 range. But basically what I'm trying to get to is that you're a patient runner, just like Sean Green, and he played with the Jets for numerous seasons. He was with the Titans for a little bit. He just got released last season due to the Titans drafting some young guys like Bishop Sankey. But that's what kind of runner I see. You're like a Sean Green. And also I see a little bit of Alex Green, too, who played for Green Bay. He played at Hawaii for a little while. I don't know if you watched his game at all, but he's a little more of a pass-catching running back, but he has physicality and knows how to hit the hole as well. So that's who I compare your game to around, an Alex Green, Sean Green type.
Yes, sir. I'm familiar with both of them. I remember Alex Green when he played for the Packers, and I remember Sean Green a lot when he played with the Jets. I remember both of them.
And that's who I – here, I'm very careful of how I compare guys to, you know, a lot of guys are just like, well, you can compare me to a current gay guy. It's like, yeah, I would love to, but if I see somebody back from 1995 that reminds me of your game, I'm going to compare you to somebody from 1995. I've had some guys on the show who are like, I've never heard of this guy, and he was a good player. So, you know, I'm going to pick my comparisons carefully. Let's move back into more of your game. We've got about 8 minutes left. I'm telling you, these shows go pretty quick.
Yes, sir.
What's a goal that you're trying to set realistically this season? Is it more so a mental mindset that you want to have 10 touchdowns, or is it that you want to win 10 games with your team? What's your number one goal going into this 2015 season, going towards the 2016 draft?
Well, so far I've just been thinking about team goals, not really focused on personal goals right now. Definitely a winning season, making the playoffs for a bowl game, you know, and definitely making noise in the Lone Star Conference playoffs. That would be – that's my goal, definitely, this year so far. And be nationally recognized on both sides of the ball again like we were last year.
You know, just winning games alone is a great mentality for general managers to hear that a guy that's willing to win for the team at all costs, no matter the role. And, you know, those are the answers they want to hear. And it's excellent that you have that technique and that interview mindset that you want to win for the team. You know, personal goals should be a motive, but it shouldn't be, you know, bowed out to say, hey, I'm going to rush for 2,000 yards this year. That's my big-time goal. No, you should keep that in your mind and just say, hey, that's something I want to hit. But the first things first, I want to make sure that we win today. And you have that mentality.
Exactly.
Oh, go ahead.
Exactly.
If you have more.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, I'm just one person out of 10 other people on the field. I just do my job and focus on, you know, doing the best I can to help the team win. That's all it's about, the team game. You know, there's 22 starters on the field. I'm just one of those guys. And, I mean, but we're really out. We're going to have to make a statement because a lot of people have been talking down on us, you know, about, well, can we play with the bigger D2 teams and all this stuff. So we're just out to make a statement, and we're all hungry. We're hungry. We're out to prove to people that we can play with the big guys in the nation.
And I've said it before in this broadcast that OPSU consistently has a top offense in the nation. They have some very talented guys on defense this season, too. And we'll have them on the show throughout the year. But just be in mindset that if you see OPSU, I want to say in the last 3 or 4 years, they've had a top 10 offense. So it's out there. So D2 teams, keep that in mind. You might be going against a team that's extremely talented with Chris, and, you know, he has a lot of weapons with him as well. We've got about 5 minutes left in the show. I want your take. Some scouts have come out to your game this season. They've liked what they've seen. You know, you had a 125 on the ground. You caught about 25 yards worth of passes, 2 touchdowns. And I am, let's go with the Seattle Seahawks. And they said, Chris, you had a great game today. What can you bring to the Seattle Seahawks franchise?
I'm going to bring a guy that's going to work hard every day. I'm coming in. Every day, I'm going to do my job. I'm going to do what you ask me to do, and I'm going to try to do more. 110%, you expect me to give all of my effort. I'm going to give everything that I got every day, day in, day out, in the film room, in the weights room, on the field, in practice, you know, all that. It's not going to be any half-stepping. I'm going to do all I can to contribute to this team to help bring home another Super Bowl and win games.
Excellent answer. I think we've talked before in the past, especially as I help you through this process, and you're given the perfect answers that scouts want to hear. You're after the Super Bowl, the big prize, you know, and that you want to get better. The stuff that scouts love to hear, you know, they're going to trick you with a lot of different questions, and they're definitely out there, but you've got to be ready. And that's something that you've definitely got the mindset for. You know what to say. You've got the great answers. And, you know, I am really excited for what your year holds. Is there any kind of shout-out you want to give tonight to anyone, any teammates, mom, dad, family member, coach, anybody you want, you can give a shout-out to?
I just want to give a shout-out to, you know, thank God for, you know, waking me up today, waking up every day and allowing me to have healthy days where I come in and work hard, you know, day in and day out. Without him, you know, I wouldn't have this. I wouldn't be on this radio show with you right now talking to you, doing this interview of me. I'm thankful for the talents that I have. I know I'm blessed and truly blessed, and I thank God every day. And I thank my mom. My mom has been by my side since day one. I appreciate all she's done for me. You know, I love her. And shout out to my teammates. I mean, the guys out here putting in the work, you know, sacrificing their summertime back at home with their families. I mean, it's a big sacrifice, you know, a big step for college teenagers or 21, you know, 20-year-olds being away from their family, and they're sacrificing their summers to stay out here and get better with the team. And, I mean, shout out to those guys. That's real big, and it shows a lot. They're real selfless for being out here.
Wonderful answers. I really like what you have to say. One last thing before I let you go this evening. I'm a genie, and I'm going to give you three wishes. You can wish for anything in the world you want, except for instant success into the league. Let's say, you know, oh, I'm a six-round pick for the Seattle Seahawks. No, I'm not going to grant that. But you can have anything else in the world you want. You can do a football-related thing, but you got to be sneaky of how you do it. I've accepted answers in the past, but like I said, no instant draft ability into the NFL.
My first wish would be, it's not football-related, but my first wish would be for better health to my mom, because she's been real struggling real a lot lately. She's been real sick, and she hadn't been able to go to work. So that would be my number one wish, is to wish her back to good health and everything, because I don't like seeing her like that. And then my second wish would be definitely getting just an opportunity to prove myself at the NFL level, just one opportunity to show what I got. And my third wish, third one's the hardest, would be just to see the people that I've been around, you know, since I've been at this school, to be successful also and get their shot at life, you know, not even if it's the NFL or, you know, anything, just for them to be successful and see that all their hard work had paid off, that they sacrificed over the summer to guys like that, you know, like Dominique and Jamel Major, those guys out here, just to see them be successful. That'll be my third wish.
It's great you put your teammates with you, and I wish – I know they speak high praise of you, and you guys are like a family. You know, I don't have to really say much between one of you, because usually one of you will talk to the other about what I've been talking about. And I can see that reflecting between you and Jamel and Dominique and, you know, all the other guys, DJ. And, you know, I think I can see the family, and you guys are helping each other. You're helping each other through this process. You're using the advice not only that I'm given, but I can tell that others have been helping you as well. Sports fans, draft fans, Chris McClendon, running back of Oklahoma Panhandle State, also OPSU, as we like to call it, the Draft Knicks, because Oklahoma Panhandle State's quite a long name. But thank you for joining me tonight. It's been a pleasure. The show's already over, believe it or not, but it's really been fun. And, you know, I wish you nothing but the best this year. If you need anything at all, obviously, you know, you can reach out to me. Mickey is very high on you. He likes you a lot on NFL Draft or NFLDraftWarRoom.com. So thanks for coming on tonight, buddy.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
No problem. We'll be in touch.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Have a great evening.
All right, you too, sir.
Sports fans, draft fans, that was Chris McClendon, running back of Oklahoma Panhandle State. Young man, I really like. He knows what to say in the interviews. He does it on the field. He has another big season ahead. The coaching staff really trusts him. His teammates really trust his ability. He was a team captain in 2014. He's got the perfect vision and balance size. He's got pretty good speed. He's like Sean Green that played for the Jets and the Titans. I really like his ability. Chris McClendon is a guy that you definitely want to really think he has a lot to offer to any professional team, and I really think that he could go far in the league. Tomorrow we have another running back. We have a first big sleeper FCS running back tomorrow night, episode 3, for season 2, episode 3. If you missed this interview in its entirety at all, NFLDraftRoom.com/interview, Chris McClendon. So interview should be up. And Larry Butler, the third, he has his second interview up there. Check it out. And also give some love to NFL Draft W Room on Twitter. Follow them. Mickey updates content constantly. So I'm your humble host, DW. Thank you for letting me be part of your evening tomorrow with another episode of Inside the War Room. Take care, everyone.